Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Head coach Bill Belichick joins me now here during the bye week. Not an opponent to talk about, coach. But let's go back to last week, Buffalo. I remember sitting here with you and you said, I didn't get full 60 minutes from my football team up in Buffalo, even though you won the football game. You look at Jacksonville, fair to say, a little bit better of a 60-minute effort from your team?
Much better. Yeah, much better. Started fast. Three and out on defense. First possession went down and scored. I thought we tried to finish the game. Scored on our possessions offensively, gave that last drive on defense. But, you know, even in the third and fourth quarter, I thought we played alert, played competitive, played hard. It was much better than Buffalo.
We talked about Jacksonville, too, going into that week. They're big, they're fast, they're physical. And, you know, I've been in situations before where, you know, you're coming off a big emotional win, like on a team of Buffalo, and we know what that environment was like up there. How proud of you are you of your staff, your football team, to be able just to keep it rolling into the next week, focus on that next opponent, not come out flat?
Yeah, I think our staff did a good job and our players did a good job. We had a really good week of practice. You know, there was an urgency right from Wednesday of getting to know Jacksonville, getting more familiar with them because we didn't have a history with them, knowing their coordinators, knowing their tendencies. Really trying to get on top of them as well as improve on the things that we need to improve on. And I thought that we got a lot better in practice on Wednesday. I thought we got a lot better in practice on Thursday on some of the very basic things, but they showed up in the game and helped us win. So overall, it was a good week. It didn't just happen on Sunday for me. It was, you know, a culmination of, you know, several days of, you know, really good work, good concentration, good preparation by the coaching staff, and then it came together on Sunday like you hope it would for the most part.
When your team's rolling and you got a good team, and obviously you have a good football team and you've had a good football team here in the past, you acquire a lot of depth. And I've talked to you about playing time challenges, trying to find roles and challenges for everybody. But yet you saw Coleman in the game, Richards, Keyshawn Martin, you pick him up not too long ago. Next thing you know, he's working with Brady on sort of a little scramble drill, gets in the end zone. How happy are you to get some of those guys into the game and get them playing?
Yeah, I mean, it's been very good. We've got, as you said, we have pretty good depth, and we have, you know, a lot of good players and able to get a lot of players into the game. We had a number of players on the inactive list that, had they been active, they would have played. So, you know, they would have had a role in there. It's just hard to, you know, get them all active. But it's been a very competitive situation, and I think that's helped our improvement. The guys who aren't playing are making some of the guys who are playing better. The guys who aren't playing are getting better, and they're pushing each other. So it's been very productive, and you know we just need to continue to keep working hard and keep getting to higher ground. And you know if we can do that, I think that'll serve us well.
Nice thing about last week, you didn't have to pay Ryan Allen. You got 9 possessions, 9 scoring drives. I mean, besides taking a knee at the end, but yet you look at the tape on offense, regardless of how many snaps. Still fair to say, you did leave some plays out there, even as good as you were on offense, moving the ball.
Oh yeah, no question. Yeah, we missed a couple deep balls. We had a couple penalties that set us back, and you know we left some plays out there. We left plays out there in the punt return game too. We thought we could have. You know, we had some good opportunities. We weren't able to, you know, one block away or just one. If we had a little bit better position, we could have had a lot more yardage there. And, you know, defensively, you know, give up a couple long passes and get the ball thrown over our head. So, you know, all the way around, it could have, you know, there's certainly room for improvement. I'm not complaining about the score, but, you know, there's always things that we can do better. And offensively, we definitely left some yards on the field.
All right, last week you were called for 2 offensive pass interferences. I think both were on Rob, and they weren't pick plays or anything. That's 3 or 4 times this year. Is this a thing in the league where you look at it that maybe it's a point of emphasis that they're trying to look for more offensive pushing off?
Or? I mean, that call has been a little more frequent this year, it seems like. I don't know what the exact numbers are, but that's even in preseason. I think we just have to do a better job all the way around of coaching it and also – and making sure the players understand the rule and that we just don't push off to gain that advantage. You know how it is, the line of scrimmage or at the top of the route, there's going to be some, you know, jostling for position, that's one thing. But I think when you extend your arm and push and try to gain position, that, you know, they're calling that more tightly, I'd say, than maybe what they did in the past. And we're going to have to, you know, make that adjustment. You know, we called for a pick play in the Buffalo game too. So we just gotta, we gotta eliminate those penalties offensively. That's part of the reason why we didn't score on some of those drives is because of our penalties. When we weren't penalized, we had more production.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Scott in Wrentham. Scott asked, the Pats are now 10-1 all-time versus Jacksonville. Who was the starting quarterback for the only loss in franchise history? Do you know who that guy is?
I don't. Let me guess.
He's sitting right here. Hey, now I had Lovett Purnell. I mean, Derek Cullors. Coates was on one foot. Troy had a nice catch, but Troy always has nice catches. So we were down a couple men, right? So quarterback gets too much blame in a loss, don't you think?
Absolutely.
All right, good stuff. Good answer right there, Coach. Coach will be back later to show with the Bellustrator. No opponents. We're going to take a look at some of the big plays versus Jacksonville, right?
You bet.
All right, stay right there. Bellustrator later in our show. More of All Access right after this.